For the past 4 years, Park County School District No. 6 in Cody has brought together all of its schools to create one mass celebration in honor of its veterans. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska has the story.
That's right. We're going to work on a couple of Veterans Day songs today. We're going to start out with this peppy one.
That's the fifth grade music teacher, Emily Andrews. A group of 10 and 11-year-olds chat away until a tune they recognize begins. Kids recognize the 50 Nifty United States song because they sing it a lot. It's one of the standard tunes they have been singing for the past couple of years as part of an effort to honor local veterans. When Andrews came to Cody, she noted that Eastside Elementary School didn't do anything extra special for veterans, so she decided to start a celebration.
I always observed Veterans Day. I don't think it's really controversial, like Christmas or whatever could be just for religious reasons, but I think it's pretty normal, especially in this area.
Eastside isn't the only Park County School District elementary school that honors vets. Livingston Elementary School has been holding a huge concert and even a pie social since the mid-1990s honoring veterans. Jerry Scott is the music teacher at Livingston.
It got to where they just were coming to our program, and the other schools, they were, you know, wanting to do something too, but the times that they did, their audience was just not as many because, you know, the veterans knew of this one going on for so many years and they just always came.
Scott says about 5 years ago, some of the other music teachers in the district approached her about combining all the school's performances together.
It was really hard for our teachers because we have done this for so long. They were all understanding, and I said, well, we'll give it a try, you know, and see how that goes.
So in 2015, all of the elementary schools in the district got together and had one celebration honoring veterans. It was so successful that the next year, the high school and middle schools asked to join.
It's so impactful when you hear 500 voices singing, and or you've got the band and the entire gymnasium singing when on, like on God Bless America. Now it's starting to become something that's important to everybody.
Veteran Ernie Hills served 20 years in the Marine Corps, and he always makes time for this event.
If these children are willing to go out and put their time in and dedicate this year to the veterans, I am more than willing to come to it any time.
27-year Navy veteran Jim Patterson says it's a great event.
And now it's all of the schools, and it's just marvelous the way they have come together. And it's the music teachers that have put all this together, and it's a tremendous amount of work. And I know that every veteran in town really appreciates it.
Back in Emily Andrews' music room, 10-year-old Lily Kirkham says she's not a big singer, but...
My friend Molly and I have already memorized all the states because of the songs she's been teaching us.
The kids don't only sing, but through the preparation, learn about the different branches of the military and what it means to be a veteran.
I think it's important because we just give a day to all the veterans that live in Cody, and I think it's fair because they did more than us, but we just want to make them feel like they're appreciated.
Her friend Maddie Rodriguez adds,
it's pretty important because they have worked a little bit harder than we have by just serving our country, and this is a way to show them that we do appreciate what they do and stuff.
And finally, the day comes.
Enjoy the display of the flags presented by our Cody Middle School Student Council, accompanied by the 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade students singing 50 Nifty United States.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.